quest of firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Viewers of Madani Channel, once again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that we are given this opportunity of meeting again in this blessed month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, to once again equip ourselves with ilmi deen, equip ourselves with some beneficial Islamic education, by which, alhamdulillah, our lives becomes better and we are able to, you know, maneuver, we are able to see our way through whilst we are in this journey towards the Akhirat. Viewers of Madani Channel, before we go any further, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will take this opportunity of now listening to the benefits of sending durood and salawat and salutations upon the noblest of creation, Habib of Allah, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed he has mentioned in the blessed hadith Mubarakah, the person who sends durood or salawat and salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah salatun wa salamun alayka ya nabiy allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nur allah. Viewers of Madani Channel, once again marhaba marhaba marhaba, welcome to this ongoing program on Madani Channel in this blessed month of Ramadan. Quest of a Believer, this is the name of our program. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, today we will be discussing yet another important topic, bear calamities with patience. Because of Madani Channel, bearing calamities with patience is indeed the ways of the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is indeed the ways of the Sahaba Ikram, is indeed the ways of our predecessors. Allahu Akbar. The amount of happiness we have in this blessed deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The freedom that we have. We can speak of many freedoms that we have, alhamdulillah. I mean, today we are able to perform salah. We are able to fast in the blessed month of Ramadan without any difficulties. This is because there are some individuals who sacrificed their lives, who sacrificed their times, who sacrificed everything for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And because of their sacrifice, we can see the results, we can see the fruits of their sacrifice. Had they not sacrificed, Allahu Akbar, I wonder where we would have been and what type and kind of Islam we would have had today. So the issue of bearing calamities with patience is very, very important. Viewers of Madani Channel, allow me to quote one beautiful ayah of the whole Quran. And inshallah, this will give a direction to where we want this topic to be directed, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And bearing in mind also that in studio, we have today Mulana Asim Madani Sahib, whom I will be, inshallah, introducing very, very shortly. But prior to that, inshallah, we need to set the context of this beautiful topic. So let us do this by mentioning one beautiful ayah of the whole Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Mulk that Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala wa huwa al-azizul ghafur. Translation: He who created death and life to test you as to which of you is better in virtue, and he is the most exalted, the most forgiving. Viewers of Madani Channel, from this Ayatul Karimah, we are able to understand that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created life and death in order to test myself and to test yourself. So somebody asks you, why are we living in this world? What is our purpose of living this world? What is the purpose of this life? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells us that He has created life and death to test us. So we have no choice but to ride the test of Allah. Every time we breathe in, every time, every step of our way is the test of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then He also mentions in the Holy Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. He says, and we will definitely test you with some fear and hunger and with some deficiency of wealth, lives and fruits, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. Mawlana Asim Madani Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Hazrat? How's Ramadan Mubarak?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I'm keeping well.
Living, going?
Shukr to Allah, shukr to Allah. No complaint.
Words are, I mean, we do not have words to actually show our gratitude after having taken your busy time to come and spend this valuable time with us, where we are able to learn some ilmi deen. And I mean, bearing in mind that to study ilmi deen is also part and parcel of the worship and the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we are so lucky, we are so fortunate that we have a personality of your caliber whom we are able to draw so many lessons pertaining to our deen. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keep increasing your knowledge, and may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make you such that inshallah you can continue spreading this fragrance of deen to every corner of the world via many platforms. Ameen Fuma Ameen. So very important topic of our discussion today, to bear calamities with patience. It is a known fact that for as long as we are living in this world, we will have problems, we will have challenges. Some family members will leave this world. Our businesses will suffer losses here and there. And our children will leave this world. I mean, we are surrounded with so many calamities and with so many problems. But on the other side, you come across these verses of Allah where He says, He is indeed going to test us. So it looks like we have no way but to bear these tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us or is giving us with patience and with perseverance. Huzur, what is the importance of all this?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Mawlana Sahib, what is that place where there is no calamity, where there is no trial? That is only Jannah.
Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah.
There is no calamity, no trial, no difficulty, no challenge.
Subhanallah.
There will be only peace. So, calamities-free place is only Jannah. In dunya, a person goes through many challenges. Along with the comforts and ease, you know, a person faces trials and calamities in this dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal tests His servants in this dunya, sometimes through illnesses, sometimes through the loss of the wealth, sometimes through the death of the relative, sometimes by personal loss, sometimes through calamities and disasters. This actually differentiates between the sincere and obedient ones and disobedient ones.
Yeah, what?
This differentiates between those who love Allah Azza wa Jal and His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sincerely and those who just claim love with their tongue. Consider the trials of the Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu wasalam that they went through. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam invited his people towards the oneness of Allah. He preached them for 950 years. But most of the people did not believe in Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into the fire just because of inviting people towards the worship of Allah alone and rejecting their false gods. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was afflicted with severe illness. He lost his children and wealth completely. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was forced to migrate from Egypt, Misr. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has been oppressed by his own people. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has been oppressed more than anyone else. He was forced to leave Makkatul Mukarrama in the day when our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam was leaving Makkatul Mukarrama. He looked at Makkatul Mukarrama. He turned his face towards Makkatul Mukarrama and said that, "O Makkah, I was not going to leave you. But this is due to these people who have forced me to leave you." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. He left his homeland, hometown, the place where he was born, the place where he grew up. His Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, were also oppressed in Makkatul Mukarrama. The oppression which were afflicted upon Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, everyone is aware of that. Hazrat Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was oppressed so much. Once Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by. So when he saw these disbelievers oppressing him, he said to Hazrat Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "O Ale Yasir, have patience, I'm giving you the glad tiding of Jannah."
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And don't forget, the grandson of our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidu Shuhada, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who has been martyred along with his companions and the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the field of Karbala. Allahu Akbar, he sacrificed his life, he sacrificed his children. Sayyidina Ali Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ali Asr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, many other family members of the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the oppression which was done upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on 10th of Muharram al-Haram, no one can forget it. To such an extent, it was so severe that when the heavens witnessed it, the blood rained down for 7 days continuously. Whatever stone was lifted up in the land of Baytul Maqdis, the fresh blood was found beneath it. I would like to ask you a question, O dear viewers of Madani Channel. Are your trials and calamities are more severe than all this?
Allah.
Are your trials and calamities are more painful than all this? Maulana Sahib, what happens that when any calamity comes, any trial comes, people lose their patience. And you know, we must know that if we lose our patience, calamity is not going to be removed. If the child has passed on, the child is not going to come back. If we lose our business and then we lose our patience, so we are not going to recover it. It's not going to be recovered. Rather, we are going to lose the reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best way is to bear the calamities with patience. And remember that Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who never ever lost his patience. He always raised the kalima-i haq, the kalima of truthfulness. So my dear Islamic brothers, whatever calamity comes from Allah azza wa jal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whomsoever Allah intends to do good for, afflicts him with trials.
Maulana Sahib, before you explain this beautiful hadith Mubarakah, just quickly to interject, because I see there is something very, very important that the viewers of Madani Channel needs to be aware of. Many a times, this is the problem. Huzur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with various amounts of tests. You have just beautifully mentioned how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were tested, how Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was tested, how Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam was tested, how Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was tested, and how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was tested, and how his family members was tested, and how the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam were tested. And you specially mentioned Hazrat Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ammar bin Yasir. Something very important that we find in all of these tests that came to these great personalities. Not in a single day did they ever complain in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and say, Allah, why me? Why are you testing me? But if you have to look at the society that we find ourselves in today, every time Allah tests us, it is as if Allah Azza wa Jalla has done something wrong to us. We always complaining and say, why me? Why not somebody else? Why is this the situation, Hazrat?
Sometimes they even say that, I don't know what wrong I have done.
I have committed.
You
deserve this.
Meaning he thinks that he has not done anything wrong. He has not committed any sin. MaazAllah, day and night we are disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. And then you know when a calamity comes, so he loses his patience and then starts saying that, I don't know what sin I have committed, what wrong I have done and committed. This is very bad actually. You know, as I have said that it comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. We should welcome it.
SubhanAllah.
We should think that it came from Allah Azza wa Jal and that is whatever has come, it is for my betterment, for the betterment of my akhirah. Maybe Allah Azza wa Jal wants to remove my sins through this trial. Maybe Allah Azza wa Jal wants to elevate my rank through this trial.
And you were just about to mention a very important hadith mubarakah of how when Allah loves a person, He grants that person difficulties. So difficulties should not be seen as a curse, but they should be seen as a sign of love from Allah Azza wa Jal.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Allah loves a servant or intends to make him his close friend,
SubhanAllah,
He sends upon him a shower of trial.
Allahu Akbar.
In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a trial will cause the face of its bearer to shine on the day when faces will be darkened. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned patience in more than 70 places in Holy Quran.
SubhanAllah.
And Nabi Akram Nur-e Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned the virtues of patience. So it's better to have patience, losing the patience and losing the reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith, he says, patience is a pillar of faith. No servant has been given anything better or more expensive than patience. Patience is the most excellent of deeds. Patience is one of the treasures of goodness. The reward for being patient upon the loss of eyesight is paradise.
SubhanAllah.
Waiting for relief with patience is an act of worship. The one who remains patient during intense trials will receive the intercession of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam on the day of judgment. In another narration, a very beautiful thing has been mentioned. On the day of judgment, the most grateful servant on earth will be brought forth, one who was most grateful to Allah. Allah will grant him the reward for gratitude. Then the most patient servant on earth will be brought, and Allah will say, are you pleased that you receive the same reward as the grateful one? He will reply, yes, my Lord. Allah will say, never. I granted you blessings and you were grateful. I afflicted you with trials and you remained patient. Today, I will grant you double the reward. Then the patient one will be given double the reward of the grateful one.
SubhanAllah.
So look at the mercy of Allah and look at the reward which Allah will grant you on the day of judgment. You know, people go through different challenges. Losing the business is also a calamity. Losing a relative is also a calamity. Losing the wealth is also a calamity. Losing the parents is also a calamity, is a trial. Having sickness, illness is also a trial. So whatever trial is coming in one's life, you must know that All the people are going through some of the challenges because this is dunya. And dunya is the name of these trials and illnesses, sicknesses, calamities, hurdles, difficulties. In dunya, one will have to go through all these. So, but what is the best way to welcome all these calamities? Welcome them with patience and earn the reward. If, some tears flow down from one's eyes.
Because we are insan.
We are insan. That's fine. That is natural. In fact, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his beloved son, Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so some tears flowed, from the blessed eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. But he, ma'azallah, we can't even say that he lost his sabr, no. Even at that time when Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are also crying. He said, I am crying due to love and affection for my son, but I am happy with the pleasure of my Allah Azza wa Jal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned many rewards in his blessed ahadith regarding a person who loses his child and he shows patience and makes sabr on that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when the son of a person passes away, Allah the most merciful asks the angels, have you taken the soul of my servant's son? They reply, yes. Allah then asks, have you taken away the fruit of his heart? They reply, yes. Allah then asks, what did my servant say? They respond, he praised you and recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then Allah says, build a house for my servant in paradise and name it Baytul Hamd, the house of praise.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
In another hadith pak, my beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that a person whose three children pass away before reaching adulthood, they will become a strong barrier for him against the fire. Sayyidina Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, my two children have passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even two. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have sent forward one child. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, even one.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So if a person loses his child and shows patience, yes, the most beloved thing to a person, even more than wealth and more than all his belonging, is his own children. And at that time, if he loses his child, if that time he shows patience and makes sabr, look at the reward. On the day of judgment, according to one narration, whichever gate of Jannah he will go to, he will find his child standing there.
Allah subhanallah.
His child will hold his hand and will take him to Jannah. All the calamities will illuminate our face on the day of judgment. So whenever a calamity comes, it comes to elevate our rank. It comes to remove, our sins. So that is for our betterment. So take it in this way rather than taking it in other way and losing the patience and losing the reward.
Allah, Allah. Viewers of Manini channel, what more can be said? Allahu Akbar. This is the way of understanding calamities and the way we should approach different kinds of calamities and problems that come our way. Viewers of Madani channel, one thing that we need to understand very, very carefully and very, very clearly is that Allah Azza wa Jalla does not make a mistake. Allah Azza wa Jalla is free from faults, is free from mistakes. So, viewers of Madani channel, when calamities do come in your life, don't you ever think that Allah has made a mistake by giving you that calamity to a point where you start questioning the degree and the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal. As we have learned, we should always say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, whenever the calamities do come in our lives. Viewers of Madani channel, this is a very typical example to make you understand. You know, when you are driving on the main road and then suddenly an accident was about to happen. Calamity was about to visit you. The very first name that comes to your tongue is the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And even when calamities do fall, Allahu Akbar, we quickly remember Allah Azza wa Jal. So, the calamities are there to remind us of Allah Azza wa Jal, to remind us of our reality and to remind us that we belong to Allah Azza wa Jal and to Him is our return. Viewers of Madani Channel, we need to be very, very careful. Never ever question the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, but rather we should find ways of bearing calamities with patience. Viewers of Madani Channel, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that may He make us and grant us the ability to bear every calamity with patience for our betterment of dunya as well as akhir. Until we meet again, the viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us goodness of dunya, goodness of akhirat. Ameen, ameen. Bijai Nabil Amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quest of a believer, not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of a believer.